That's right. The maiden voyage for DJ Sparkle in 2.5 minutes as the Penguins will be taking on the Banana Slugs out of UC Santa Cruz. The Lady Slugs have come over the hill. And the Penguins expecting a slugfest tonight. DJ Sparkle is alongside on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins 4-1 in conference, although tonight is a non-conference matchup against the NCAA Division III Banana Slugs. Banana Slugs are in the house under head coach Selena Teitelbaum in her fourth season, assisted by Lily Halcock in her first season. Of course, Roger Goodwin is the head coach for the mighty Penguins on radio.dominican.edu, Friday the 28th of September. San Rafael, California, 6:57 p.m. on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. in California. P.M. fans, for those of you listening abroad, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. The starters for tonight's games. Chile, the Penguin, is in the house, by the way. For Santa Cruz, are 8-11 overall. Number 3, Nicole Payne, an outside hitter. She's a senior, 5'11", out of San Jose. Also starting for the Banana Slugs, number 7, Daniela Reagan, middle blocker. She's a junior, 6'3", out of Petaluma, California, just up the road from DU. Ariel Ajagu, number 9, the freshman at 5'11", out of Palo Alto. A middle blocker there, Jillian McGraw, number 10, an outside hitter. She's a senior at 5'8", from Topanga, California, down by Los Angeles. Roxy White, number 16, she's a sophomore, 6'1", out of Santa Monica. And number 19 is Amy Knight, the setter. She's a sophomore, 5'7", out of San Juan Bautista, California. Head coach, Selena Teitelbaum. Now for the mighty Penguins, who are 4-1 in the Cal Pack. Yes, they did take down the first-place Hawks from Holy Names 1 week ago tonight. You probably heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Under head coach Roger Goodwin, number 1 is Darcell Sanders. She's a junior and a 6-footer, the tallest player on the team out of Turlock, California. She's a psych major. Number 3, Bridget Gangler, the senior at 5'11", out of Antioch, California. She's a bio major. Number 14 is Laurel Grand. She's a sophomore at 5'9", out of Santa Cruz. And she's a psych major. Number 23 is Brooke Swingle, the highly acclaimed freshman at 5'9". She's out of Sonoma. She's undeclared. Number 40 is Gabby Pecora, the sophomore at 5'10", out of Sonoma. She's a bio major. And Jacqueline Woodall, number 45, at 5'7". She's a sophomore out of San Rafael, California, majoring in digital art. And it is my pleasure, for the first time ever, to introduce live on the air DJ Sparkle. Sparkle, how are you tonight?
I'm fabulous, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. As the national anthem in the background here in the Conlon Center. Brandon Davis is in the house as usual. All the officials at the scoring table. A decent crowd on hand. We expect more people in this Friday night, the 28th of September, in the Conlon Center as the Penguins match up against the Banana Slugs from Santa Cruz. Now, every year the Penguins take on the Santa Cruz, and they go down to Santa Cruz to join or to play against the team at their house. And a different division, Sparkle, therefore a non-conference matchup tonight. But if the Penguins are going to win tonight, it's always a tough matchup when you play an NC2A Division III team. And last year the Penguins did beat them down in Santa Cruz in 5 games and beat them here in 4. Now, that was last year. This year, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this team is a little bit better than last year, as evidenced by last Friday night's game against the Hawks at Holy Names right here at the Conlon Center. And the Penguins are being, the Banana Slugs are being introduced now on the overhead by Brandon Davis, our announcer here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Now, alongside, as I promised, DJ Sparkle, you're a communications major, right?
Communications minor, art history major.
Art history major, so she's a smarty, folks. Just a little bit past 7. In fact, it's 7:01. And speaking of communications, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn with you and DJ Sparkle on her maiden voyage. Looking forward to the words from DJ Sparkle now. DJ Sparkle, what year are you here at Dominican?
I'm a junior.
A junior, and have you been here for a couple years?
I have, since freshman year.
And where do you come from?
I come from a little town up in Washington called Squim on the border of Canada.
Squim? Well, everybody's heard of Squim. It's not that small.
Only a little.
Fans, if you'd like to interact with us, you may do so, or those of you anywhere in the world, including Squim. Wait a minute, DJ Sparkle. Do they have high-speed internet in Squim?
They do.
Oh, okay. And they have refrigerators and televisions
believe
and everything
else?
Believe
it or not.
Wow, that's really great. You can interact with us live at the broadcasting table if you wish to do so. On the AOL Instant Messenger, DJ Sparkle will be fielding all IMs, so keep them clean, fans. On the AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name is DUC Radio. And we are getting ready for a magnificent evening. Fun and frivolity, mayhem as usual. Penguin Volleyball on the air, radio.dominican.edu. Now both teams are out on the floor embracing and doing their last couple of minutes. All the starters are out there getting pumped. Chili the Pea in the house, as usual, fans. Chili the Penguin has been making a lot of appearances this year, DJ Sparkle, so far. So out on the floor for the Mighty Penguins under head coach Roger Goodwin, Amanda Dealey. Laurel Grand is out there, Darcel Sanders. Amanda Dealey is the libero player. She's actually standing outside of the area of play. Jacqueline Woodall's in there, number 45. Also, Brooke Swingle. One of the captains is Bridget Gengler. She's out there, and Gabby Picora on the left front corner. To serve things up for the Penguins, a side-out D. They are on the southern end of the Conlin Center, number 14, Laurel Grand. No score on the overhead. First point right now by Grand. She will serve to the Banana Slugs. And the Slugs take it in the back row. And the first point drops deep. Laurel Grand was a little bit too heavy with that hand there, DJ Sparkle, and that one went long. Now serving for the Banana Slugs. Nicole Payne, the outside hitter. She's a senior out of San Jose. She gets it into the back row. Now Grand. Grand into the net. Grand jumped a little too early on that one and mistimed it. Two zip. Slugs. Penguins off to our left. BJ Sparkle and I looking down on center court from high atop the Conlin Center. And this one is wide, and it touches the line. So it wasn't wide enough. And that one went right next to Grand's right foot. But somebody in the front row, I think it was Bridget Gengler, called to let it go. Three zip slugs. Grand has been a part of the first 3 points. This one's deep, and it goes to Grand. That one would have been deep. This one's over to Picora in the corner. Back at her, Picora, and Dealey into the net, and none of the Penguins could dig it out. 4-0. Slugs off to a good start. Sparkle, your impressions so far?
It looks like it's going to be a really great game tonight, Stuart. I think both teams this year have been performing phenomenally, so I can't wait to see the outcome.
Well said, Nicole Payne, with that serve. Finally serves one deep and gives the Penguins their first point. They didn't earn it, but they'll take it. Out Gengler. In now Amanda Wagner, number 25. DU shout out to Wagner's folks listening. As usual, Wagner back there bouncing it behind the line over and over and over. I think she's ready. I'm not sure what she's waiting for. Oh, she waited for the officials to blow the whistle. Wagner now with the overhead serve as usual, perfect. Over to the left side, now it's slammed down by Santa Cruz, Jillian McGraw, the senior out of Topanga. McGraw got some good hops on that one. Jumped it from the front left corner, pounded it to the Penguins' back left. 5-1, DU trailing in game one. A non-conference matchup now to the 4-1 Penguins. 4-1 in conference are the mighty DUs, 4-5 overall. Here's Picora. Picora into the corner, and Picora with a killer as Roxy White tried to block that one. White threw up the arms, but it went out off of her right arm, out of bounds wide. 5-2, DU to serve. Here's Brooke Swingle. Swingle into the back row. Now it's set by the Banana Slugs into the back row, dealing with a bump. Now the back set over to Zoe. Zoe into the front row, dug out nicely by the Slugs. Now the forward set over to Darcel Sanders into the back row. And Nicole Payne touched it on the way out. Penguins with a point, 5-3 Sparkle. That's DJ Sparkle, folks. 5-3, she did her maiden voyage. Oh, no, and serving it into the net is Brooke Swingle. Swingle, who has an excellent serve. And I was just going to talk about how wonderful her knuckling serve is. The last couple of weeks, if you've been listening to the broadcast, you have heard me talk endlessly about Swingle's knuckling serve, but that one went into the net. Now it's 6-3. The Penguins now on offense, and a two-touch called on Gabby Pecora. Pecora, number 40, accepted the ball after it tipped off of Swingle. Back to Pecora. She tried to set it to the front row, and a two-touch. Now for the Banana Slugs, Rosie Borchardt, a 5'6" sophomore, serves it across, and the Penguins can't even put together a volley. I mean, they couldn't even get a bump and a set of any type. Here's the next serve by Borchardt. 8-3, Dew trailing. Pecora now softly into the middle. Back over to Borchardt. Now the set by Knight. Over to the Penguins. Zoe bumped it up there. Swingle. And now Darcel Sanders! Sanders over the top of her head with a backward shot. Sanders, number one, puts it down right into the middle, and it was a total campfire for the Banana Slugs. Penguins are not firing. Goodwin up on his feet. Penguins are not looking very sharp so far in this matchup as they did last week, beating Holy Names. And now Pecora issues a big ace, 8-5. I'll tell you what, Sparkle, if you're going to come out looking shabby, if you're not going to be firing on all cylinders, it's a good idea to hang right in there. It's still 8-5, and the Penguins aren't playing that well. Now Pecora with another ace. Back-to-back, Sparkle, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Stuart, but they have a long time to pull themselves out.
That's a very good point. And if the Penguins start to play at all, they're going to be right there. 8-6, they are right there. Here's Pecora with another killer. Holy cow, Pecora with three in a row. Melinda Tom moving off to her right. She's a 5'4" junior, Tom, and she couldn't handle it. She fell over to the right side, stuck the arm out, but was unable to feel that spiraling, plunging serve. It was coming in there at about 75 miles an hour, approximately. 8-7. On the stadium radar gun, it was 74 miles an hour. What a serve by Pecora. 8-7. Sewer Orn, DJ Spargo with you. Radio.Dominican.edu. The end of the timeout has come. And that's the first one for the Penguins. 8-7. Sparkle, is this your first game of the year?
It is my first game of the year, Stuart.
And do you know any of the players on the team?
I know a few of the players, actually.
All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Here's another blistering serve from Pecora. This one the Slugs actually are able to handle after Pecora with three aces in a row. Darcel Sanders into the back row, but a nice bump by the Slugs. They're able to save it. Here's a bump by, over to Zoe with a quick set. Bacala with the put down. And that's 8-up. And just as DJ Sparkle said, we are right back in there. The Penguins all of a sudden looking a little bit better. Here's Pecora with number 5 in a row. Oh, Pecora into the back row. Almost knocked the libero player out of the box. And this one's put down by Ariel Ajagu. Ajagu, the freshman out of Palo Alto. She's 5'11", 9'8 Slugs. We are live at the Conlin Center. Stan's starting to fill in a little bit more nicely now. And here is the serve by the Slugs, Katie English. And a two-touch has been called against the Penguins. And the point goes over to the Banana Slugs. Serving again now is Katie English. She's an outside hitter, a sophomore. 5'9", overhead, running, slamming. Serve Darcel softly into the middle row. A poor setup by the Penguins. Now on offense. Oh, and diving for it was Grand. Laurel Grand was playing that front left corner and started to back up on it. Dove forward after she shifted in from the back row. She was unable to reach it as it shanked off the right side of the outside hitter's hand for the Slugs, and UC Santa Cruz was lucky on that one. 11-8, here's Grand with a killer wide on the left side, and another point. So the Penguins all of a sudden looking a little bit shabby again. They were sharp there for a second when Pecora was serving those 5 in a row, 12-8. DU trails. This one rolls off the tape. On the way over, Darcel Sanders tried to get a pancake move out of it. She dove forward with the palm to the ground, and Roger Goodwin calls another timeout. DJ Sparkle, this is up and down.
It's crazy, Stuart.
It's 13-8. What's so crazy about it? Tell me what's crazy, DJ Sparkle.
It's crazy, you know. They throw like three aces down in a row, and then they lose it when they're returning the ball. So I don't know. It's unpredictable. We got to see what happens.
That's a very good point. It is unpredictable. And you are listening to The Unpredictability right here on radio.dominican.edu, where we are brought to you by the Communications Department, of course, DU Athletics. Sponsors of DU Athletics, Marin Independent Journal. In fact, DJ Sparkle's reading one right now. It's all about Marin. 50 cents for a daily copy of the IJ, the Marin Independent Journal, sponsoring DU Athletics. The end of the timeout has come. Here comes the next serve by Katie English. She stands right behind the center line. English now with a big runner into the back row. Bumped by Pecora. Uh-oh. Pecora bumped it up too far. And that allowed Santa Cruz Ariel Ajagu to come in and to spike it straight down. Coming in, Wagner and Gangler out. Darcel, Sanders. Check it. Wagner out. Sanders out. I think somebody else came in, and I don't know who it was. How could I have missed someone, DJ Sparkle? Are there only five? One, two. Pecora, Dealey, and Swingle, along with Grand, Zoe, and Gangler, are out there for Coach Goodwin. So Wagner, I guess, was in there and then came back out. Okay, there was a protest after that last point by Santa Cruz, and they discussed it with... They discussed it with the officials, and UC Santa Cruz has been awarded the point, so Gangler now comes back out. I don't think it was a reposition of any kind. I think that they had originally awarded the DUs the point, 14-8, Penguins on offense. Here's Grand into the middle, softly Grand, and she knocked it into the Grand Canyon there, right in the middle of all of the UC Santa Cruz players. 14-9, DU trailing by 5. Very softly into the front row. Now it's tipped up. Short set. Dug out by Zoe. Back over. Great play by Bagala. Now the bump by Santa Cruz. Into the back row. Dealey with a bump. Here's a backside over to Zoe. The lefty. Zoe pops it up. Ooh, we should have let that one go. Bagala now with a bump. Here's a set. Grand. Two-handed in the back row. Bumped up by the libero player. Now over to the left side. For Santa Cruz, uh-oh, the Penguins are on offense. Pecora now has it up there. Zoe flat-footed into the back row. Now the Santa Cruz have it over to the right side after a back set. Now Pecora with a bump. Uh-oh, now a poor set. Nobody's on it. Grand, two hands, over. Longest rally of the night so far, Sparkle. And this one's into the net, and the Penguins with a point. Santa Cruz couldn't dig it out of the net, and the DUs pick up another one, 14-10.
That was super intense, Stuart. I really liked that. They were going back and forth. I didn't know what was going to happen next.
Now the Penguins serve Dealey over to the right-hand side, and she missed the court. Good job there, Sparkle. 15-10, the Penguins with an unforced error. Penguins give the point right back. It's a five-point game. The Penguins did get up and tie it at 8 apiece. But now they're trailing by 5 as we get midway through the first game. This one's over to the left side. Oh, Laurel Grant! Four touches on the Penguins, and the point is going to go to Santa Cruz. I think that Zoe went up there and attempted to bat it over, but it came off the side of her hand and stayed on the Penguins' side, and then Graham put it over, but that was a fourth touch. Can't do that. Now the Penguins on offense. Here's Graham with a killer, and Graham, very textbook play, slams it through the front row. Putting up the defensive move was Daniela Reagan, the 6'3" junior out of Petaluma, tallest player on either team. Is Reagan, and now she comes out. No, Ajagu came out, and in her place, the libero player re-entered the game. Here's Zoe in the back corner, and oh man, Zoe serves it right back there to Melinda Tom, the libero player. She's at 5'4" out of Arcadia, and Tom couldn't handle it. 16-12. See if she goes after Tom again. Boy, she pounds it right at her, Sparkle. Now the forward set. Now the Penguins on defense. Zoe with a bump. Here's a nice set over to Grand. Softly, Grand. That's a veteran play right there, Sparkle, as Grand saw the wall coming up. She waited, and then just dinked it over instead of slamming it. 16-13. Bagala got the Penguins on a good roll right now. Bagala the lefty. Oh, kiss of death. She stuck it in the net. It hit the tape, rolled straight down. Bagala out, Woodall in. 17-13. Now every time the ball hits the floor. Kalesa, of course, a point is scored in rally scoring. Roxy White has re-entered the game for Santa Cruz now. Serving for UC is Lauren Reiser. Penguins slap it over, but Reiser with a bump. Now the Santa Cruz on offense, and they stick it in the net. Katie English taps the chest. My bad. English, a 5'9" out of Alta Loma, sophomore. And the Penguins have the ball again. Here's Laurel Grand to serve, number 14. She does so from the left side. Now the slug set it up pretty nicely. Owen into the net. The ball goes into the net. Penguins with the point. Brooke Swingle was in there all wrapped up. Like a penguin caught in a fishing net there, DJ Sparkle. But I'm happy to report she's okay. 15-17. I think we ought to ban fishing nets, but not volleyball nets. Here's Grand into the back row. Grand goes for the killer, and Daniela Reagan at 6'3" just put the arms up there and spanked that one right back at her. 18-15. DU's hanging very tough, as Sparkle mentioned. Sparkle's first night on the air. She's going to be doing a lot of chitter-chatter in between games. Nicole Payne serving for the Banana Slug, and the Penguins are the point. A good move there. Good fake by Swingle in the front row. Now here out comes Dealey in Amanda Wagner. Sparkle, watch Wagner serve. One of the two best servers in the league. Of course, I'm the one who says that, but she may be the best server in the league. Oh, and Darcelle Sanders flips it over, and somehow one of the Penguins got out of position. Diving for it was Jacqueline Woodall, and that'll be the only serve we see on this rotation from Wagner. Unfortunately, generally when Wagner serves, it's good for 3 or 4 points. This one served now across the end line by Nicole Payne for UC, too long. So they return that favor, 19-17, two-thirds of the way almost through this first game. Here's the first serve by Swingle into the back row. Now the forward set by UC. Oh, man. That thing was like it was shot out of a cannon. Jumping on it was Jillian McGraw, and McGraw just hammered it down. Coming out for UC is Roxy White and Rosie Borchardt. And here is the service by Borchardt. Penguins pick it up nicely. Darcelle Sanders into the back row. Oh! And it's called deep by the back line judge. From here, it looked in to me anyway, DJ Sparkle. What do you think?
It looked in to me, but I'm kind of biased.
That tends to happen here. Back set now forward over to Zoe. And Zoe sticks it in the middle. And you see Santa Cruz all look at each other and watch the ball hit the floor. 21-18. Here is Gabby Pecora. Pecora, whose game has improved exponentially since last year. Last year she was good. This year, great. And without hesitation, I say it. She is one of the best players in the league, and she has become a great volleyballist off the hands of Borchardt. The Penguins attacking number 22, Borchardt. 21-19, Borchardt couldn't handle it. In the front left corner, Bagala goes diagonally. Here is Pecora with just another astounding, perfect diving top-spinning serve. Penguins on defense. Now they bump it up. Zoe with a set. They get it up there. The Penguins get it across nicely. Pecora. Nothing on it. Into the back row. Pecora with a bump. Now the set. Now Grant softly. Oh. Somehow the Banana Slugs picked it up. Now Borchardt into the net. Into the back row. Now very quickly Darcelle Sanders tried to put it away. Oh, into the back row. And the kill shot is dumped down by McGraw with another massive spike. As leaning to her left was Pecora, but there was no way she was going to be able to save that one.
That was brutal. The power in that shot was intense. I couldn't have saved that.
22-19. Are you a volleyballist?
No.
Oh, okay. Pecora is a great one. If anybody could have saved it, it was her, or perhaps DJ Sparkle. Here's Zoe. Oh, Zoe! Bagley with a kill move into the front row. And there was just too much steam on that one. And there was no way. Steam slugs? That doesn't sound good. Here's Dealey. 22-20. Penguins on the southern end of the Conlin Center. Place is filling up quickly. Game one, non-conference matchup against the NC2A Banana Slugs out of Santa Cruz. Banana Slugs with the back set on offense. Here are the Penguins. Zoe helps it over to the back court. Bagala sees the soft ball in the back right corner and puts it down. Penguins 1 point away from tying it. 22-21, DU Radio. Here's Dealey. Dealey, oh, what a nice serve. Dealey gets it in the middle row. Now it's set over to the left side. Here's Grand, bumps it up. Uh-oh, back left corner. It was a poor set by Grand. She led it too far. It was just enough over the net. The number three, Nicole Payne, was able to put it down with shotgun-like cat-like reaction, shotgun-like power. 23-21 now. Here's Grand, taps it over very softly into the front row. Uh-oh. Now the short set, and the Penguins were not ready for the shorty. They all split up, and one of the UCs put it into that front right corner, 24-21, game one. Oh, this one's into the net. Boy, the Penguins needed that. Something terrible. Sophie Manukyan. Manukyan dumped that one right into the tape, 24-22. Here's Zoe. The Penguins need something good to happen right here. Gangler into the middle. Uh-oh. Oh, and one of the banana slugs touched the net. Or that she stuck her hand through it or fell against it or something. 24-23. The Penguins are right there, as DJ Sparkle predicted they would be. And this one hits the top of the tape. And diving for it is a libero player, Melinda Tom, the 5'4 junior out of Arcadia. And she can't handle a tie game. Conceivably, Zoe could take us the rest of the way, but she'd need six more. Uh-oh. Bagala slams this one and caught it a little bit too late, and as the ball descended toward her after throwing it up for the service, and it went about 19 feet too long, 25-24, game to 30, game one. Penguins on defense now. Now they've got it. Here's Gangler. Oh, Gangler with the attempted kill shot, but a wall thrown up by Nicole Payne. Payne got in there alongside Katie English, and the two ladies, four arms, too many banana slugs for the ball to get through, 26-24 into the back row. The bump by Grand, and now Grand gets it after the set. Somehow the banana slugs save it into the back row, and slamming it into the net from way down there in the back row was Katie English. English with the overhead, trying to kill the Penguins, but she slapped it into the net. 26-25. Here's Laurel Grand for the serve. Oh, Grand right in the middle. Gets it out there to the libero player. Set from the middle. And the Penguins let it go wide, and it's called out. Penguin point, 26 up. Grand to serve again. Penguins with the advantage now. Grand to serve from the left corner. Uh-oh, get over. Gosh, she just barely got that one over, Sparkle. This one's over to the left corner. Now it's slapped into the back row, and it's deep. Penguins lead for the first time tonight. 27-26. Penguins were down by as many as five early in this one. It was 8-3 at one point. Then they tied it. Then they were five behind again. Now they're up by one, 27-26. Into the back row, and the Penguins with a brilliant defensive move. This one comes off the top of the tape. Grand dives for it. She can't get it. That one came off the tape, and it slowed the ball up considerably. Brooke Swingle was sitting right there, a tie game, fans, 27-all. As Roger Goodwin says, there's never an easy win against the banana slugs. Always right there, skill-wise, skill-level-wise against the Penguins. And Pecora now with a dink. Gangler out, back in there, Amanda Wagner. Roger Goodwin bringing in his best server, 28-27 advantage. Woodall's also in there. Here's a serve by Wagner. Oh, Wagner. Magnificence. Over to the left side. It's out. 29-27 game point. With the best server on the floor for Roger Goodwin. 29-27. Amanda Wagner, the server now. Wagner throws it way up there. And she gets the ace to finish the game. The Penguins win game one, 30-27. DJ Sparkle, how was that? Your very first game here this season, your first time on the radio, and the Penguins with a comeback win.
That was outstanding. I was worried for a little bit in the beginning, but I had faith in the Lady Penguins. I knew they'd pull through for me.
You did call it, and the Penguins did get it together and managed to eke past the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. Right here on radio.dominican.edu, we are the official radio station. at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, DJ Sparkle. Hey, Sparkle, you got a show coming up this semester, and it starts this week. When are you on the air?
My show is called Women 101. It's an insider's look on being a modern woman in today's society and how men can relate.
What days are you on? I want to be sure to tune in.
Tuesday nights from 7 to 9, Stuart.
Tuesday nights, 7 to 9, Women 101 with DJ Sparkle. Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, there's Jessica Woodall. Is in the house, one of the great DU volleyball players, graduated last year, a four-year volleyball player, one of the three Woodall sisters. Her little sister, Jacqueline, is on the team this year, and she was, in fact, on the floor for that game-winning point for the Mighty DUs in Game 1. Part of a trilogy of sisters, DJ Sparkle. You probably didn't know that.
I didn't, but I was about to ask you that, if she was related to Jacqueline.
Yep, that's her big sister, Jessica, who I think she's helps the team, or I'm not sure if she contributes. I know she's a San Rafael girl. All out of San Rafael. Where are you from there, DJ Sparkle?
Squim, Washington, Stewart.
Squim, Washington, ladies and gentlemen. So if you know anybody from Squim, give them a call. They have telephones, right?
They do have telephones.
Because it's unlikely that they're listening tonight since, they probably have a computer or two in town. How many people in Squim?
Not very many. My high school is about the size of Dominican, a little bit smaller.
Well, Dominican has 2,000 students. You mean your Squim High has 2,000 students?
Give or take, yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Fans, if you'd like to interact with DJ Sparkle and myself, you can do so right here at the Opulent Broadcasting Area. We are here high atop center court, and you can interact with us on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. That's like Dominican University of California, Sparkle.
Really, Stuart?
On the AOL Instant Messenger. Right here, radio.dominican.edu, the athletics home of Penguin Athletics, the radio home of Penguin Athletics, anyway. Penguin Athletics, sponsored by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Bon Appetit. That's a food management company, I think, for just about everybody in the world. Wells Fargo, proud supporters of DU Athletics. Of course, Puente's Taqueria down there at Montecito Plaza with the other 40 fine merchants. Puente's Taqueria, the best burrito in town, as they say. Tacos y burritos. And also the Mechanics Bank. Big supporters of Dominican Athletics, along with Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And our charter sponsor, 7-Up. DJ Sparkle's drinking one right now. Both teams have switched sides. The Penguins win Game 1 by a score of 30-27. And now from the southern end, the side out goes to the Banana Slugs. A good serve. Pecora now into the back right corner. And Pecora picks up right where she left off as the crowd swells with every point. Out Gangler, in Wagner, out Dealey, in Sanders. 1-0 Game 2. Well, that's a lot of movement there, Sparkle. On the floor, substitutions after only 1 point. But here's Wagner, who ended the last game with some brilliant serving, and she picks up again right here. And now a big slap shot by Nicole Payne. And blocking that one was Pecora, but it came out of bounds off of her left arm. 1-1 in Game 2. The Penguins lead 1-11 games. It's a non-conference matchup, but a good opportunity to see how the Penguins can hold up against an NC2A Division 3 team. Into the front row now. Here's a big killer put down by the Banana Slugs, but the Penguins are on it. And falling out of bounds after the Banana Slugs could not manage anything after the Penguins put down the killer 2-1. Here is Brooke Swingle to serve number 23. That's Michael Jordan's old number. Oh, brother, this one hits a libero player high in the hit her in the neck, but somehow it bounced up. Very high in the arm there, DJ Sparkle. And now, once again, that libero player, Melinda Tom, who is apparently being targeted by the Penguins, lets one go into about the 14th row of the grandstand, 3-1. Here's the next serve. It goes into the back center, and a nice short set is set up to Daniela Reagan. Reagan at 6'3", got way up there and hammers it across. Now Reagan out, Ajagu in, 3-2, Penguins on top. Penguins could, I think they could get used to this leading thing. They didn't lead until very late last game. Now Darcell Sanders with a very soft dink. Another short set, and the Penguins are having a heck of a time trying to defend against the short set. Ariel Ajagu came in, swatted that one quickly and cleanly, 3-3. in game two as one of the game balls rolls out onto the floor from the back judges. Here's the next service point by Tom. Darcell Sanders with a bump. Springle gets it back there. Sets it over. Springle, she gets it across for the Penguins. Left side now. Bumped up by Picora. Springle with a back set. Here's Zoe softly dug out by the Banana Slugs. Now a back set is set back up to Ajagu. Now the Penguins dive in and save it. That was Laurel Grant over to the left corner. Digs across. Oh, man. Somehow UC saved it. Into the middle now. Swingle saves one for the Penguins. Tom, forward set. Oh, man, the Penguins were on top of that short set that time. Here's Swingle across into the back row. Man, this is a long rally, folks. This is a big point. McGraw pops it across. Jillian McGraw, the outside hitter, diving for it was Zobagla. She couldn't do anything with it. And the Penguins lose that point, but that's a lot of energy expended there, 4-3. Into the back row. Now the Penguins on defense. After that long rally, Zoe into the middle. Bagelow with some good hops there. Now swatted across by the UCs. Here's Picora falling out of bounds. Sanders now has to touch it. This one was way outside the antenna, and Picora could do nothing with it. The assist had led her way too far. Here's Tom, 5-3. Penguins trailing now. Oh, Springle barely gets that one over for the Penguins. Dug it out of the net. Slapped it across. Picora now with a nice save. Back set over to Zoe, the lefty. Into the back row. UC on it. Short set. Penguins get it. Dealey. Back row now. Graham. Graham gets it across. A nice set by the UCs. Here's McGraw with a great save by Dealey. Super save. Here's Picora softly. McGraw with a bump. Now the set. The short set. The Penguins are on it. Graham has it. Back across. Swingle. Now the UCs, man, these teams are going at it. Oh, no, Dealey, go for it. It's up. Into the net. Dealey and Grand did everything they could. Dealey took the bump and deflected backward. Grand dove way out of bounds, and Dealey just couldn't get enough of a backward arm motion to get that thing over. Uh-oh. And now a poor set by Swingle. She was sort of out of balance. Her footwork was not precise. 7-3, the Penguins trail. Tom's back there serving her fifth in a row. Tom, the libero player, gets another good one across. Sanders with a bump. Now the set. Picora back row in. And Picora stops the bleeding. 7-3. Check it. That's got to be 7. Hold it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There we go. It was 8-3 on the board for a second, but now it's 7-4. Oh, man, what a blistering serve by Gabby Picora. I'll tell you what. Not one, as the Penguins put down a nice killer from the front left corner off the right hand of Grand. I'll tell you what, Sparkle. There isn't a server on UC's team that can match either Picora or Wagner. Not one of them. I've seen them all serve now in game one. And Picora and Wagner are just the class of the game tonight. Now this one goes way out of bounds off of the right hand of number 17. That's Jackie McCrory. McCrory is out of Placerville up Highway 50. She's a 5'10 sophomore. Couldn't handle that serve. 7-6 Picora with another killer. Tom with the field. Now the bump to and that one's called inbounds by the backline judge. McCrory with the kill shot. McCrory now gets yanked, and Christina Biernot comes in. She is generally a libero player, but she's in the back row right now. Biernet, I believe it is, out of Hidden Hill. She's 5'3". She's a sophomore. Here's Darcell Sanders to Biernet. She gets right in the game and gets her chance at a point. McGraw now with a killer. Comes off the front row. That was Swingle was in there. It bumped off of her fingertips, and none of the Penguins could get to it. 9-6. Here's the next serve by Biernet. And the Penguins muffed that one on the way across. Roger Goodwin has called a timeout, and I think it's a very, very good time that he does so. As the Penguins came up there, tied it. They were actually leading for the first few points of the game as the crowd starts to come unraveled here at the Conlon Center. But now it's 10-6, and Coach Goodwin has something to say to the ladies. They're all crowded around him. He's got the dry erase board out. The coaches are all in the middle. And you are listening to live volleyball action on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Tonight is the debut of DJ Sparkle. Why do they call you DJ Sparkle?
Because I have a sparkling personality, of course.
That's what they say. 10-6, folks. DJ Sparkle is on the air. Remember, her show is Tuesday nights, 7 to 9.
7 to 9, Women 101.
Women 101. No textbook required. 10-6. Penguins are on defense. And we're waiting for a game ball to be thrown in. Both teams are there, but nobody has a ball. It's hard to get the side out with no ball. Bjarnett to serve. She serves it over to the right side. Graham with a bump. Here's Swingle with a nice backhand. Zoe. Oh, Zoe! Zoe with the left-handed killer. And if you listen to DU Radio, you know Zoe Bagala, one of the few lefties in the league. Not only does it confuse a defensive player with that left-handed shot, as this one comes up and almost gets DJ Sparkle. But the ball didn't hit her. But it's very close.
I'm safe.
You got to throw your body in the way of the computers and stuff next time that happens. Here's the next serve. 10-7, Penguins trail. Into the back row, bumped up by Pecora, and it goes into the back row of the grandstand. A little girl walking up there. She didn't see it. Almost caught her in the heel. A lot of people in the Conlon Center tonight. 11-7 is the score. And once again, the Penguins are on defense. Dana Johnson to serve now for UC Santa Cruz. She gets it over nicely. Single with a sweat with the set. Now the pound across by Grand. Ooh, and missed on the right-hand side. UC Santa Cruz. Oh, it must have touched Gangler on the way out. Because I know it landed wide. 12-7, Gangler with a touch. She's there in that front row in the front left corner. And serving it into the net is Dana Johnson. Johnson is a hometown girl out of San Rafael, 5'7" sophomore. But she served that one right into the net. Give the Penguins an undeserved point, or they deserved it, but an unforced error on the part of the UCs. UC on offense. Penguins waiting for it. Graham with a bump. Swingle now with a set. Back over to Graham. In the back row! Called out. 13-8. The Penguins looking shabby again in this game as Jacqueline Woodall has come in place of Zoe Bagala. To serve, Manoukian is the server for the Banana Slugs. Now the Penguins with a miscommunique, but they swatted across. Now the bump goes into the back row. Diving for it is Gabby Pecora. He didn't have a lot on it, but it landed right in front of Pecora. 14-8. Gangler's got a sour look on her face. She's not happy. And she shouldn't be. The Penguins are trailing now by 6. Here's the next serve by Manoukian. Into the back row now. The Penguins are on offense. Very soft spot in the middle. And the Penguins couldn't do anything with it as Dealey dove and hurt her lower back. We might have to get Jesse Mazza, the Penguins' head trainer, over here to have a look at Dealey's back. She came up, looked like a twinge going on. 15-8. Penguins lead 1-0 in games, but they are trailing in this second game. Now Grand bumps it across. A nice forward set by the UCs. And they swarm over to the left side and get it to go down. And the Penguins can't do anything right at all, Sparkle.
Skill is lacking right now. I don't know what's going on. These girls are falling apart a little out there.
They just look a little shabby. Manoukian to serve now. Penguins need to step it up a notch. Now a good bump and a save by Grand. Grand softly, and she dunks it into the net. Grand almost always very sure-handed. I mean, she is sure-handed always, except for that play. None of the Penguins are sure-handed right now. They're just getting by. They're just barely getting by. Now there's a two-touch called against Brooke Swingle. Out for Santa Cruz is Manoukian, and she's been replaced by 13. That's Dana Johnson back in there. The Penguins did get that point, as it turns out. 17-10. Oh, man, and now a back row killer. Dealey digs for it. Nope. A back row killer came off of the hands. It was just a defensive bump by Grant. It went about 30 feet in the air and about 20 feet backward. So none of the Penguins could get to it. It was so far out of play. 18-10 in game two. Now the service point goes up there by Amy Knight. The Penguins, here's Pecora into the back row. Tom Tom bumped it up, and she did a good job just to get a hand on it, Tom, who stands out there at 5'3". Pecora unloaded the fury on Tom, and she got the hands up and actually put a pretty darn good bump on it. Here's Amanda Wagner, but none of the UCs could handle it. Wagner to serve, another perfecto into the back row, diving for it, the Santa Cruz. Oh, no, and Wagner called to let it go long. And Gran backed off of it, and it wasn't long. Gran said, no, no, no. And Gran, Wagner said, no, 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 and Gran backed up, let it go, and it landed in 19-11. And nothing going the DU's way right now in game two. As Pecora dinks one over, but the UCs are ready for it. Here's McGraw. She gets it across, Dealey with a brilliant bump. Now Pecora into the back row. Nicely, but a nice bump by the UCs. Here's McGraw softly, up by Woodall. Back in the left. Oh, back left corner. It's wide. Woodall put up a nice assist there as Swingle came in. Swingle went after it cross court and knocked it wide, 20-11. Now a very nice serve put up there. Very dead ball serve by Nicole Payne, and the Penguins couldn't handle it. And the Penguins have looked, they started alternately, very sharp and very shabby. They started out shabby. They got good. They squeaked through game one as Graham gets yanked in place of Allie Pence. And then Christy Roberts is coming in for Darcell Sanders. And then they looked shabby at the start of this one. And it hasn't gotten any better. It's 21-11. Check it, 21-12 as the service error by Sarah Overton. Overton hacks that one out of bounds left. And here's Swingle. Swingle with a very interesting style serve. I want to say, oh, great defensive move by Pecora to pick up the point. She swatted it back, threw up a wall, and went right back to the UC. 21-13. Here we got. There we go. You see there, Sparkle? I got to keep an eye on the control on the scoring table.
You're on it.
Uh-oh. Now it's 21-14. Okay. The scoring table missed one last week, if you heard that game against Holy Names. But we caught that one, too. Here's McGraw. McGraw bats it up, and Zoe Begala throws up an arm there. Now coming back in for UC Santa Cruz is Ajagu. 22-14. And Tom will serve now. Tom had a pretty good run there earlier in this game, 22-14. Now the Penguins on defense. See if they can get back into one of those sharp modes, get away from the shabby. Uh-oh. As Christy Roberts goes up there. Roberts, who just came in, number four, is playing front center. She threw up the arm. She had good position, Roberts. Roberts, a communications major. Throw that in there. Over to the right side. Now Pecora! With a killer! Oh, no! Oh, brother. Now, that looked in. Brandon Davis has come up on his feet. I think he's outraged. 24-15. I know. Oh, 24-14. No, I'm outraged because that one looked in to me. And now a touch on the part of the Penguins on the way out. Boy, these points are coming fast and furiously. 25-14. Tom to serve. Front row. Oh, man, he almost got an ace out of that one. Pecora with a brilliant save. Now to the right side. It's bumped up. Saved by Tom. Are you kidding? What a beautiful play. UC playing brilliantly right now. Now Zoe with a smack. Tom's gets a bump on it. UC gets it across somehow. Pence with a bump. Here's Swingle with a forward set. Pecora softly. Front row dugout McGrath. Now the set into the back row. Dealey with a bump. Pence with a save. Roberts gets it over. It's back in play. Tom's with a bump. Now a forward set, McGrath. Oh, brother. Jillian McGrath smacked it across after about a 30-point there, 26-14 on DU Radio. Live volleyball action. And the Penguins won game one by a score of 30-27. Things are looking not so good here in game two. Here's Pecora with the attempted killer. Pecora went up there, got everything behind it. But in front of it was the 5'11 freshman, Ajagu, out of Palo Alto. Here's Tom with another great serve, diving in Zoe. If nothing else, Tom is putting a lot of pressure on the Penguin defense. From the service line, 28-14. And this banana slug's making it look easy all of a sudden. And here we are in game two. Here's Tom, another perfect serve. Picora on her knees. Now Zoe into the back row. It's bumped up. Now the back set. Set up for McGraw. She gets it across. The Penguins are on it. Zoe lefty. Into the back row. Is tapped by somebody in the front row. Finally, the Penguins get a point. 28-15, DJ Sparkle.
My heart is breaking for our Lady Penguins tonight. I don't know what's going on. They were doing so well the first game, and now, I don't know. I don't know if they can catch up this time.
Game number two, the Penguins lead in games one love, but it's 28-15 as Pecora with a brilliant overhand serve. And now the set to Jillian McGraw, and McGraw with a spike too flat, too long. Too bad, as they say. 28-16 when we're behind. I start to get sassy. Here we go. Here's Pecora. Goes into the back row, Tom. Now the bump. The back set. Pecora with a bump. Oh, it was a great play. Now Grant into the back row. The Penguins pick up another one. Grant with a killer. 28-17. I don't know, Sparkle. Can the Penguins come back?
They might be able to. I don't know.
They're going to need 13 in a row to do it. You got to win by two. Here's Pecora. 28-17. Uh-oh. Foot fault. Oh, brother, I haven't seen Pecora do that one time all season.
Oh, brutal.
I've seen every home game. And Pecora stepped on the line. Game point, 29-17. Serving it up now is Bierne. Now the forward set, Penguins. Here's into the back row goes Graham. Set up McGraw. Oh, sitting. It rested on the net. It came back out. Christy Roberts bumps it up. Now she digs it out of the net. Swingle over to Grand into the middle. McGraw the bump. Forward set in the back row. Pecora picks it up nicely. Over to the right, Gabby. Hey! That one hits the line, and the Penguins with a point. 29-18. Now the Penguins still need 13 in a row. Wagner out. Gangler in. Roberts out. Sanders in. Now Sanders out. Dealey in. Why all that, Sparkle, you ask? Because it's a mere formality for the libero player to get in there. Oh, and speaking of libero player, Dealey comes in and serves up an ace. 29-19. Penguins hanging tough. No, brother. Not so tough when you serve it into the net. Darn it, DJ Sparkle. I was really excited there for a monumental comeback. 30-19, the Penguins lose game two in this best of five. Sparkle, your impressions so far?
You know, I'm really hoping that we can come back, you know. I've been pretty excited for my first volleyball game of the year. I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of skill on the floor tonight, so we'll see what happens.
You are listening to live volleyball action. Stuart Horn and DJ Sparkle with you on radio.dominican.edu. Sparkle and I will be back in a couple of minutes, so keep listening, please, to radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu, live volleyball from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, DJ Sparkle. Stuart Horn and DJ Sparkle with you on this Friday night, the 28th of September, 07, folks. Local time, 7:51 p.m. on the West Coast in San Rafael, California, radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide broadcast right here at little old Dominican University of California. What a pleasure it is to be here tonight, doing the play-by-play with DJ Sparkle and the Banana Slugs in the house. And tonight's match, so far 1-1 in games. Christy Roberts to side out serve for the Penguins. Number four is Roberts, and we are ready to get game number three underway. All tied up in games. Roberts with a nice serve into the back row. This one's coming toward the scorer's table. And one of the Banana Slugs almost did a stage dive into the scoring table, but she caught herself at the last instant. And the Penguins pick up the first point of game three. Here's Roberts with a nice knuckling serve into the back row. Oh, just super job there by Roberts. Now the Penguins on offense. Here's Grand. Grand dumps one into the middle. Good kill shot there by Grand. As Borchardt dove for it, she couldn't do anything with it. Here's another good serve. Oh, brother. About 4 feet too long. Roberts got too excited on that one. 2-1 DU. And now the service point for the Banana Slugs is Nicole Payne. Payne pops it over to the middle row. Grand fields it cleanly. Now Grand. Grand gets one off the side of her arm, that taped up wrist. Somehow it stays alive, and Pecora dove for it. Gabby couldn't do anything with it. Roger Goodwin pops up to his feet, shakes his head. He's not too happy with that one. Sparkle, do you ever play volleyball?
Once in PE in middle school.
Okay, but not competitive volleyball?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm not very good.
Okay. DJ Sparkle on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. Now the Penguins are back on offense. Over to the middle there. Oh, Gangler with an absolute bullet. Gangler into the back row, and Rosie Borchardt couldn't handle that one. I don't think anybody could have handled that one. Borchardt just stood there and took it. Now Zoe with the service point and the bump by Borchardt. Into the back row. Uh-oh, darn it. That one came off the right hand of Swingle and came straight along the net line. Out Zoe, in Woodall. Three up. Here's the next serve by Borchardt. Bump by Grand. Ooh, a little bit too close. And Swingle had been fed far too close to the net, so by the time she got up there, there were about 14 Banana Slugs waiting, and they pounded it right back. This is a nice serve to Gabby Pecora. Now Grand puts one back to Borchardt in the back line. 4-3 DU trailing. Here's Pecora, the bump. Now a soft over into the middle by Swingle, and that kills. Very softly that one got across there, DJ Sparkle.
It's close so far, Stuart. We're tied already, so I don't know which way it's going to go this time. Win or lose, Lady Penguins. We're going to find out.
Four up. Very well said there by DJ Sparkle. DJ Sparkle, the communications minor. Now this one goes off of Dealey's left arm, 5-4. It went off of Dealey, but it was not in the area of play. Here's Biernat. She's going to serve. I've been calling her Biernat, Biernay, and I thought I knew how to pronounce her name, but apparently I don't. Now Pecora off the... Pecora went a little bit wide and a little bit deep, both. One of those is bad. Two of them is real bad. 6-4. Oh, and you don't see it too often as Gangler went up for a dink move. It was blocked out by UC Santa Cruz's Jillian McGraw. McGraw had come all the way over from the right corner to the left corner as the Santa Cruz players are off to our right. Here's Amanda Wagner with a serve and another ace for Wagner. Man, the players in the back row, it just goes over the top of the back row, Sparkle, and then you'll notice all the topspin on the ball, the way that she hits it, and drops at the feet of the back row players with so much on it. Look at that thing just biting into the air.
She's somehow, on fire.
Yeah, she is. You're absolutely right. She's one of the best servers in the league. Here's Wagner now. Uh-oh. Wagner hit it right at the top of the tape, and waiting there was Ajagu. And Wagner gets yanked. Wait a minute. 2-4. Yeah, Wagner's out. And Chrissy Roberts has come back in her play. 7-60. Trailing. This one's in the net. A poor serve by Dana Johnson. Well, the Penguins will take that tonight. They'll take all the charity they can get. Woodall comes out. Now Zoe back in there. Here's Swingle. This is another brilliant server. A totally different look on that serve. Very flat-footed. Now Swingle with a bump and diving for it. Ooh, man. Grand dove for that. And for a second, I thought Grand had pulled something bad. But she just for an instant, she lay on the floor of the Conlon Center for just for a second. Or lying. As she was lying. Uh-oh, here comes the ball toward us. Uh-oh, and it hits the scoring table and again almost took out DJ Sparkle. DJ Sparkle is leaning out of the way of that one, 8-7.
I'm in the danger zone tonight,
Stuart. Yeah, you're not kidding. Now, instead of leaning away from them, you have to throw your body in front of the computers.
Okay.
You need to take one for the team. Here's Pecora. So the Penguins with three tough servers in a row in Wagner, in Swingle, and now Pecora. This one's left and wide. Both. I guess that's redundant. By Dana Johnson. Another unforced error. Now the Penguins lead 9-8. Wait a minute. Can that be right? I thought it was 8-up. Okay, I'll take it. Here goes Pecora. Another perfect serve into the back row. Over to the right now. A textbook setup into the net. Swingle tried to dig it out, but she couldn't do anything. And now Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet. Swingle is getting a quick in service from Coach Goodwin. 9 apiece. Here is the next serve by Amy Knight. Knight started in game one. And we didn't hear it at all from Knight in game two. She serves it over there to Laurel Grand, who has the right hand all taped up, and Grand bumped it straight down to the floor. Not what Grand was thinking. 10-9, Penguins trailing again, but hanging much closer here in game three than they did in game two. Now it's just a terrible bump by Pecora after the set into the back row, and Gabby, you don't see that too often. She tried to bump it short, but it bumped about 6 inches over the net, which just allowed the slugs to come in and slug it. Now into the back row. Here's the bump. The Penguins have it. Here's Zoe. Zoe goes left-handed as usual. Somehow saved. Miraculous save there by the Banana Slugs. Zoe now with the set. Here comes Swingle into the back row. With hook spin on it. She hit the right, top right side of the ball, which made it dive down into that far left corner. Wagner, a mere formality to sub in. Libero back out. And then Gangler came back in her place. It's kind of a weird rule, Sparkle. Maybe we'll get to it, but it's not that interesting a rule. It's like one I don't even know why it exists. But oh, brother. And now the Penguins cannot do anything right as Swingle muffs another easy set. Swingle's in there. She's our freshman setter, but, you know, 2 weeks ago, DJ Sparkle, Swingle was the CalPAC Conference Setter of the Week.
You wouldn't
know that by tonight. None of the Penguins are playing that well tonight. I hate to say it. It hurts me to say it. Because I have really grown to love Swingle's game. But tonight, I don't know what the Penguins are doing. Now the Penguins are on offense. Now Swingle with a perfect set. And just as I talked about Swingle, she sets one up in a textbook fashion, just led Zoe perfectly, and Bagala kills it. 12-11, the Penguins still trail. Oh, and now Zoe with an ace. Zoe gets it back there, and Jillian McGraw dove for it, the 5'8 senior. She's out at Topanga. But she couldn't do anything with it. 12 up. Now we're tied. Here's Zoe. Here's McGraw. Back set. Into the back row, Zoe. Now the set. Perfect. Pecora, back row. A brilliant set there by Swingle. Swingle flipped around, took the bump from Zoe, bumped it backward to Gabby. And Pecora slams it home, 13-12. The D is leading in this game three. Ooh, and now they're leading by two as Nicole Payne dove out of bounds to give the Penguins that one. 14-12, DU, Zoe back again at Payne. Now the forward set, McGraw, back corner, McGraw with a kill shot. McGraw's getting most of the work there in that corner, but she keeps putting him down on a cross court in about the middle row without that much on it. 14-13, the Penguins are leading. Borchardt to serve. Now the Penguins on offense. Here comes Grand softly. Oh, Grand with a veteran move. Grand with a dink shot after the Banana Slugs were backing up on it like it was going to come out of a cannon. But she just went up there like she was going to smash it across and softly put the ball right in the middle of the court. 15-13, DU by two. A great bump there by Grant and dug out of the net by Gabby. And then Swingle tried to dig it. But not before it was touched three times. Out is Jackie McCoy. And in to serve for the Banana Slugs. Biernat, she's back. She's done some damage against the Penguins tonight. 15-14. Game three, all tied up at one apiece in games. Now Grand with a bump. Dealey gets it across. Now Borchardt backs up on it. Over to the right side. Oh, saved by Grand. Great shot. Dealey with a two-touch. Amanda Dealey's back there, one of the team captains, and wears number 6. The libero player for the mighty DUs. 15 apiece. Dominican needs to do something nice here. Here's Gabby. Gabby with a spinner. Oh, this one's deep. And the Dominicans win the point. And it looks like Wagner's going to come in place of Gangler, and Christy Roberts is back in there in place of Dealey. 16-15. Here comes Wagner. Oh, Wagner with an ace. That one hit the line. It wasn't even close. It was way in. UC let that one go. 17-15. Stuart Horn, DJ Sparkle, DU Radio. Here is number 25, Amanda Wagner, gets this one into the back row. Borchardt with a bump. Now McGraw. Oh, McGraw with an attempted kill. Saved by the mighty Penguins. And Pecora with a killer. 18-15. When Wagner serves, the Dominicans do stuff well. They just play well behind her. It's a great thing. Kind of gave her the kiss of death there, didn't I, DJ Sparkle?
Yeah, a little bit.
18-16. Anytime I reach out for a glass of water, you can go ahead and start talking if you see me, like, balance up.
It's a deal.
Okay. DJ Sparkle on her maiden voyage tonight. Now Pecora, softly into the middle. UC Santa Cruz all over it. Bumped up by Dealey. Helped across now by Swingle. 18-16, DU's on top. Oh, saved by Woodall. Over to Pecora. Pecora, and now a nice defensive move by UC. Into the net. A perfect assist setting up Dana Johnson. She came flying in from the back row and stuffed it into the net. 19-16 as Woodall comes out. And Christy Roberts has come back in. Roberts a senior. 19-16. Oh, and now a two-touch backing up on it. Ill-advised Ojagu, who's been really good tonight. She was backing up, lost her footwork there, Sparkle. She almost fell backward. Touched the ball twice. You can't do that. Here's Swingle with a dead ball. Just a brilliant server. Now Swingle with a bump. Gabby helps it across. Check it. That was Zoe. 2016 DU is into the back row now. Grand with a bump. Now the set over to Gabby. Softly. Oh, Pecora. Oh, that was so pretty. And now Pecora puts it back. She was set up perfectly by Grand. As the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs have called a timeout there. She was set up perfectly by Grand. She dinked it over very softly there, Sparkle. I'm sure you saw that. And somehow, off balance, UC Santa Cruz saved it and got it back up to the top of the net. But Gabby was waiting right there, and she unleashed the fury for the kill shot.
It was a beautiful play, Stuart. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect. Maybe the Lady Penguins can actually bring it back tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised. They are leading by 5 in Game 3. Games are tied 1-1. We play the best of 5. Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station at Dominican University of California, San Rafael, California. Local time, 8:06 p.m. Shout out to our team captain, Melba Beals, to our sports director, Jay Woe, to the rest of the people in the communications departments, and, of course, John Baker. He's our IT guy out there listening on some sort of remote gear. 21-16. Now the Penguins on offense, and they do get the service point across. Swingle. Sometimes I get excited and call it Springle. I don't know why. 22-16. It's Swingle. And she serves up another one after the Banana Slugs hammered the last one into the net. Now Banana Slugs pick it up. Penguins on offense. Zoe after the set. Oh, darn it. This one's out. The back judge called that one deep. 22-17. Man, that was bread and butter for Bagala. That's her shot from that front left corner with the left-handed. But she just got it off the side of the fist slightly. Manalkian, oh, brother. Manalkian just repaid the error. She'll get yanked now. Manalkian out in her place. Ojagu is back in there as Manalkian served it into the net. 23-17. The Penguins don't want to let this point get away. Here's Pecora. Pecora has such a good serve. Oh, and now the Banana Slugs almost missed that one, but the Penguins were right there. Here's Laurel Grant. She gets it across. Now Roberts with a bump. Dealey with a set. Uh-oh, somebody better take it. Swingle. Swingle into the back row, and the Penguins were totally out of sync there. No communication whatsoever. The set had gone up by Dealey about 15 feet in the air, so there was tons of time for the Penguins to communicate. But nobody said anything, and all Swingle could do was bat it out of bounds. Now Christy Roberts with the kill shot. Robert doesn't get a lot of those, but Roberts goes deep. It smacks at Wagner out. Wagner was only in for the formality of between points and the substitution and getting Dealey out of there. Gangler comes back in. Roger Goodwin always amassing the same kind of lineup. Now Grant. Ooh, I can't believe Grant didn't get called on a two-touch there. And dinking it into the middle was Zoe Begala. As Dana Johnson dove in for the pancake, but couldn't get the hand down fast enough. 25-18, Roberts to serve. Game three. Christie, libero player, picks it up. Uh-oh. And Gangler gets called on reaching over. Now Roger Goodwin is yelling at our referees. And by the way, DJ Sparkle, referee number one and up on the ladder is Yvonne Zinsman. Sue Bernier, she's our number two referee. She's right here in front of the opulent broadcasting area from which DJ Sparkle and myself are bringing you this live volleyball broadcast, 25-19. Over to the left side now, batting it out of bounds, McGraw. The Penguins get that point back from the subsequent one where Gangler reached over. And that brought Roger Goodwin up on his feet, but now Goodwin's back down after the Penguins pick up that point. 26-19. Uh-oh, and now another call over. Roger Goodwin's going to go insane here. Roger Goodwin's got the palms to the ceiling. Roger Goodwin is arguing with the referees. He has dropped his playbook, which we don't see very often with Coach Goodwin. Goodwin will almost always keep the playbook in hand. Goodwin is very, very unhappy with that one. I think he has a legitimate beef there, DJ Sparkle, because Gangler didn't reach over that far. And now following that up, Borchardt into the net, 27-20. I mean, the Penguins are not playing well enough that Coach Goodwin can just let those kinds of things go. He's got to argue those points. 27-20. The one before, I think Gangler really did reach over, but that last one, that was not a good call. 27-21 is the Penguins muff one into the stands after the serve. That was off of the left tricep of Laurel Graham. 27-21. The Penguins just got to eat their way out of this game. Here's Gabby into the middle. It's bumped up. Oh, now the putback by Gangler is wide. 27-22. Now the Penguins need to hold this whole thing together. The aircraft is coming apart in flight, and we need to get some duct tape on it very quickly. 27-22. Nice rallying now by the Penguins. And Swingle dumps it a little bit short. One of the UCs came right up, and it wasn't one that Gangler could handle. And now the timeout has been called by Coach Goodwin. And Roger Goodwin's kind of freaking out over there. 27-23 as the overhead music kicks in. You are listening to Live Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, the official radio home of the CalPAC champion. Let's hope to be, soon to be, CalPAC champion Penguin volleyball team. They are not the champs right now. I was getting a little ahead of myself there, DJ Sparkle. I'm just getting ready in the event that they win the conference this year. Tonight's a non-conference game, 27-23. And now we're back underway. As UC Santa Cruz has served it, Gabby Picora. Gabby Picora with her favorite shot from the front left corner, and Picora muffs it into the net. Everything going against the DUs right now. The Dominicans are in a very bad way. Picora with a bump. It soft it over. Now it's dug out by Borchardt. Into the back row, and luckily it's deep. And the Penguins get a bit of a gift. So Gangler's coming out, and Wagner's come back in to serve. along with Woodall. Dealey's out as usual, 28-24. Goodwin's brought in our ace to see if she can finish the job. Now across into the back row. Saved by the Penguins. Gabby now from out of play gets it across. A forward set now to McGraw, and it comes off of the right forearm of Swingle. Coach Goodwin jumped up very quickly on that one. Boy, he wanted to pound the ball right through the floor of the Conlin Center. Goodwin is not liking the way this game is shaping up. 28-25, game three. The D's need this one. Now an official timeout has been called. Apparently a scoring error of some point, as the Penguin fans are now demanding defense. The Penguins will be accepting the serve. Penguins on the southern end to the left of DJ Sparkle and myself here in the opulent broadcasting area, complete with carpeting. 28-25. Oh, this one goes off the front, off the top of the net, but Picora saves it. Now Picora softly into the middle. It's bumped up by UC. Uh-oh. And Picora set that one up too easily. 28-26. The Banana Slugs are sliming their way back. Now Roger Goodwin has called yet another timeout. DJ Sparkle, you're speechless over there. I know this is a very, very tense game, a tense moment for DU fans worldwide. Usually when the Penguins have a lead like this, they're unstoppable. But tonight, DJ Sparkle, the question goes to you, can the Penguins hold on?
You know, miracles can happen, Stuart. I'm not sure. They were doing so well for a minute there, but as soon as the other team gets that ball to serve, we just fall apart.
Ouch. A tough assessment from the junior DJ Sparkle. 28-26. Let's hope that the Penguins can hold on. Sparkle is very nervous. Picora now with a slap shot. Dealey with a great save. Gabby again into the middle. UC sees it. Dealey with a save. Bumped over somehow by Swingle. That was a great save by Swingle. Uh-oh. And now a two-touch. And everybody in the stadium came up on their feet. After Christina Biernay two-touched it. Game point, 29-26. Swingle to serve, one of the best servers in the league. Swingle goes in the back row, fielded by the libero player. UC's got it. Bumped up Swingle. Zoe now with a set. Grand! Oh, Grand came in and took a ball that was meant for Picora. Grand came in and just jumped right in front of her. I'm not sure why Grand did that. 29-27. The DUs need this point, something terrible. DJ Sparkle. Here is the serve by Manikian. Now the set. Over to Picora. She hammers it, but somehow the Banana Slugs keep it alive. Now it's slapped in the back. Zoe digs for it. Oh! Pagala falls down, digging for it, 29-28. The Penguins could still win with this point.
Oh.
But they must win this point now to avoid a two-point playoff of sorts. Now Zoe, here it comes! It's out of play! And the Penguins hold on and win game three, 30-28. Holy cow. Man, that was close, but Zoe was a killer.
I was nervous.
I was nervous, too. I think every Penguin fan worldwide was feeling the pressure from the Banana Slugs. You ever had a Banana Slug up the back of your leg? Now you have, and all of our listeners have too. I know that's a little bit graphic, but it's the truth. It's like a steamroller. The Banana Slugs are very tough there in game three. 30-28, the final in game three. So the Penguins now are on the precipice of something big, DJ Sparkle. That is, they are up 2-1 in game, best of five. So one more, and the DUs win. And look at the Dominican players are all dancing around. These girls have a great time. That is one thing I've noticed about this year's team. This is my seventh year calling DU volleyball, and I've never seen a more, just a more fun team, just having a blast.
They're excited. Look at them.
They are. And here's our official photographer taking a picture of DU Sparkle. Her first picture on the air. Marcus Daniels, the official DU photographer. Some people say he's also Chili, but that's never actually been confirmed.
Chili is a mysterious character, as is Marcus. I don't know. I see the similarities.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I've never seen the two of them in a room at the same time. I don't think. I'm not sure.
I don't know. We might have to do a little stakeout.
Now, folks, if you'd like to interact with us, you may do so. I know it's a rarity, but if you'd like to send us an IM, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. DJ Sparkle is fielding all of the IMs that are pouring in. So we ask that you keep them clean because Sparkle's the one who's fielding all of the IMs. But we would love to hear from you. All right. That's enough of that. So, DJ Sparkle, your first night on the air so far, you've sounded absolutely fabulous. How are you liking it?
I'm loving it, Stuart. This is a lot of fun. I'm really impressed by the girls tonight, and I feel like I should get out to more volleyball games, you know? If this is a little preview of what the season's going to be like, I can't wait to see the rest of it.
You know, and it's free to get into the Conlon Center for Volleyball here at Dominican University of California.
Is it free for everyone or just Dominican
no,
students?
No, it's free for everybody.
Excellent.
Hey, it's Jeff Mullinex. He is live with us. One of the big-time DU supporters. He comes to just about every game. Jeff, anything to say? Did you miss the first two games, or have you been here?
I was in these exciting games. Everybody out there is looking. You should come down here and take a watch. It's fantastic entertainment.
This guy's been to just about every DU sporting event with his daughter, Kat. In fact, if you're a regular listener to DU Radio, you've heard Kat on the air since she was 6 years old. No, since she was about 7 years old. Now she's 13. And Kat might be. She's a grown woman. What is she, in college? She driving yet? Oh, she's got a math test tonight, see? She's a smart kid. No doubt she'll be going to Dominican, though, in a few years. Stuart Horn and DJ Sparkle with you. We're getting ready for game number four, as Roger Goodwin has come up on his feet again. The ball's not even playing. Goodwin's already up on his feet. Goodwin has been tested tonight after the Penguins looked like an Olympic-caliber team last Friday as they took down the number one Hawks from Holy Names. Tonight, not looking so good. The Penguins barely hung on to game one. They won 30-27. And even closer in game three, that they were victorious, 30-28, having lost the game in the middle, 30-19. So that 19 makes me a little bit nervous. If the Penguins can fall apart that hard, the good news is, Sparkle, that the Penguins, should they win this game, they will win this match and send the Banana Slugs back home for the long bus ride back over the hill. And that is something that the Banana Slugs wish to avoid. The side out for the Banana Slugs on the left, to the left of Sparkle and myself, the first serve by Amy Knight is a little bit deep, and the Penguins can't handle it, as rolling for it was Gangler. 1-0 Slugs, game four, 2-1 in games in favor of the Dominicans, and this one's called out. Ooh, boy, that was just barely out, too. Pecora thought about taking that one. She let it go just at the last instant. And that service was by Rosie Borchardt. Now, folks, for those of you who would like to send us an IM, they go straight to DJ Sparkle. Dealey, wait a minute. Dealey had a pancake, and they gave the point. They gave the point to the Banana Slugs, and I'm not sure what happened there. Oh, Roger Goodwin is not contesting it, so it must have been the right call. As Begala has come out, and Woodall has come back in, 2-1, Banana Slugs. Now UC has put in Jen Myers, a 6'1" sophomore, and Myers gets a big hammer time across. They set it up to Myers. Now over to the left side. Here's Payne. The Penguins are on it. Now into the back row. Chopped up by Tom. Now Pecora gets it with a bump shot. Now Gangler puts it down, and it lands right in the hands of Amy Knight. Knight went to swat at it, and it landed in her hands and stayed there, Sparkle.
That was amazing.
What? I can't read it.
Oh, it says a win's a win.
That's right. Brain Warrior 12 has sent us an IM tonight. A win's a win. And that is right. Brain Warrior should know. Brain Warrior, one of the original people who started the, in fact, the original guy who started the whole radio program here at Dominican. And now UCSC picks up a quick point as Nicole Payne went up very high to smack that one down. Brain Warrior listening in somewhere out there in Radio Land worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Somewhere in the world, as most people are. 3-2, the Penguins are trailing. And the Penguins are on offense now. The set to Swingle. Oh, and it went right into the up against the net. Jillian McGraw was waiting there in perfect position and tapped it down. You'll notice, Sparkle, that Jen Myers has come in. This is the first time we've seen Myers, a 6-foot-1-er. And she's up there against the net. Now the service point to the Penguins hits the net. Gangler goes cross-court. Now McGraw bats it across. And the Penguins with the point. Too many touches on the part of the Cruisers. Amanda Wagner to come in to serve for the Penguins. Wagner's always good to bring in when the Penguins are behind 4-3 as they are right now. Wagner gets it across beautifully with a ton of power. Just has all of the Cruisers splitting in every different direction, slipping and sliding. They probably hate to be called the Cruisers. In fact, I've never actually heard anyone call them the Cruisers. But they're the Cruisers tonight. 5-3. The Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. Jen Myers now to serve for the Banana Slugs. Myers with a nice overhanded serve. Her first chance tonight, flat-footed. Roberts bats it down. And now a lift has been called on number 19. That's Amy Knight for Santa Cruz. 5-4, DU. And here is Swingle to serve. And this serve Swingle has is just a dead knuckle. Look at that thing. It just jumps all over the place, but it doesn't spin at all. Oh, it's beautiful. Now set up. Myers bats it across. The Penguins over to Zoe. Uh-oh. And a nice block put up there by Ajagu. Well, she dove in there. Got the hands up on Zoe and put it right back in her face. 6-4, DU trailing in game four. Here's McGraw to serve. Bumped up by Dealey. Oh, perfect set by Swingle over to Zoe. Bots pass it up there. Uh-oh. McGraw can't handle it. The Penguins dig it out of the net. Here's Roberts with a nice set over to Pecora, who taps it over softly. Now a back set. Set up to Santa Cruz. Here's Swingle over to Zoe. Back set. Oh. Begala with another unforced error. That's a couple on her tonight, and Begala's one of our best. Begala throws up that left hand. You'll notice, Sparkle, that she's the only lefty on the team. When she goes up there to whack it, the defender never knows where it's coming from. They're used to seeing it come from the right side. By and large, right-handed players in the league. And now a put-away by Ajagu. I think I've seen one other lefty come into the Conlon Center. Begala, the only lefty on the team. 8-4. Penguins trailing. Oh, this one comes off the top of the net. Now Swingle. Now Roberts dinks it into the middle. Picked up nicely by the Cruisers. Into the back row, Dealey. Probably going to get a call from some Santa Cruz fans. Please don't call us. I'm saying Cruisers in love because I love the Banana Slugs almost as much as I love the Penguins. However, the Banana Slugs just saved that point. Seems like every time I call them the Cruisers, they win a point. I'm going to quit calling them. How about that? Not that I'm superstitious or anything. 9-4. DU. Now the bump. We're back in play. Ajagu into the net. Boy, she missed time that one. She jumped way too early. And the ball was already below the net when she went for the kill. 9-5. Here's Gabby Pecora. Pecora. Oh, man. Gabby puts it in the net. DJ Sparkle, I say,
I'm genuinely concerned for our girls. I want to see him win.
You can't get past UC Santa Cruz unless it's a tough bloodbath of sorts.
They're tough.
It's always tough. And they are tough, and they're very deep. They brought in about 15 players tonight, the Penguins 12. And finally, the Penguins get a nice textbook play set up. Just a brilliant set over there to Laurel Grand, who jumped about 14 feet in the air and just whacked it. Grand with the killer. 10-6. Christy Roberts looks over to Coach Goodwin for the direction. And they serve it in the back row. And it's picked up there by Tom. Now the Penguins back on offense. Pick over the bump. Oh, Christy Roberts with a miss. Man, that was an unforced muff. That was bad. Roberts is going to hate to see that one on the videotape, I guarantee it. She is going to want to close her eyes on that one. She's usually pretty good. 11-6. Penguins trailing Amy Knight, the sophomore out of San Juan Bautista. Mid-state. Uh-oh. She serves it over, but the bump was too grand, and it was a poor bump. She just tried to kill it to get it over to the setter, but she bumped it too far, as Coach Goodwin has called a timeout for the Dominicans. She bumped that one too far, and it came right up to the front row of the Banana Slugs, and they whacked it, put it away. A big kill shot right at the feet of Laurel Grand. 12-6, the Penguins are trailing. And DJ Sparkle will now announce the sponsors for tonight's athletic event.
Sponsors tonight include Marin Independent Journal, Bon Appetit, which is the cafeteria catering service here at Dominican, Wells Fargo, Fuentes Taqueria, the Mechanics Bank, and is that all?
Frank Howard Allen. Very well done. We are back underway as Spring Swingle sets it up. Oh, Gabby Picor saw a soft spot in the middle of the defense. Uh-oh. Oh, no, they called a... I'm not sure the technical term for that, but it's kind of a spoon. It's sort of... It wasn't a lift. She had her hand upright. I'm not sure the technical terminology for that foul that was called against Picor. I thought the Penguins had picked up the point, but they didn't. Swingle now with a nice set. Graham into the back row. Tom dives to her right. Can't do anything with it. 13-7. The Penguins win that one. Roger Goodwin, the coach, is over there getting louder. Yeah, I know. I've known Goodwin long enough to know when he starts getting loud, that means he's very unhappy. And the Penguins with another point after Zoe and a nice serve into the back row. And Borchardt couldn't handle it. 13-8. Did they give us a point? I think they... Hey, Brandon. Me. I thought it was 13-9 before that. I think they missed one there, DJ Sparkle. Well, we'll see. 13-9. It's a four-point game. Can I be the only one paying attention to the scoreboard?
At least someone is.
How is that possible? Now the... Banana Slugs have picked up another point as the Penguins are making it look very difficult. I mean, they really are. The Penguins, and I haven't seen the Penguins play like this season. They've just been great every time we've had them on the air. Every home game has just been super. And now into the net, and finally the Penguins get a bit of a gift as Borchardt couldn't dig it out. Just one quick point after, not a lot of rallying tonight. Neither team... playing very sharply, 14-10. I can't even believe the Penguins are still hanging tough in this game four. They are up 2-1. If somehow the Penguins could come back and win this game, that would decide the match. Uh-oh. And now Grant got in the way of one that was Dealey was calling for. Now Tom with the bump. Now a forward set. Softly. Uh-oh. Trouble. Diving for it was Swingle. After Dealey got an arm on it, it was bumped up by Graham. 15-10. As Borchardt has come out, and in her place, Nicole Payne has re-entered. Now more whistles. And now they say serve it. Here's Payne. She gets it over to the front row. Picor has to dive for it. Penguins had it for an instant, but now this one goes out. off of Pecora. Roger Goodwin runs after that ball. But I'll tell you what, if you give Goodwin that ball, he's going to want to throw it out of here right through a wall. Now the set over to Gangler. Gangler in the front row. Uh-oh. Oh, and somehow the Penguins got that one. Swingle put both hands up and batted it down 16-11. Swingle had a pretty good arm action on that one. It was set too far by the setter over there for UC. Here is Amanda Wagner. Wagner with another perfecto. Over to the left, McGraw, front row, batted out off of Swingle. Swingle and Woodall got in there. Woodall actually took the brunt of the power of that killer. 17-11. Stewart and Sparkle. Stewart and Sparkle show. Here is Jen Myers to serve for the Banana Slugs. Pecora now goes in the back corner. Tom with a nice bump. Now the set. Left side. Oh, and the Penguins ease it across. Just helping it with Swingle. Swingle will be back there to serve. Woodall comes out. Zoe comes back in. Manukian comes back in. 17-12. Penguins digging deep. Well, they're going to have to dig deep to get past the Banana Slugs. Oh, what a weird set that was. And that's three for the Penguins. I don't think they can do anything with it. That's four touches. The Penguins set that one too close to the net. And Swingle had to run in there to dig it out. And then it was going backward. There was no way for the ball to get over the net in three taps. McGraw serves it for the Penguins. Here's Zoe with some good hops. Zoe got way up there that time. Back set. And now a crushing blow thrown down by Daniela Reagan. Reagan out of Petaluma at 6'3". She's listed at 6'3". There is no way she is 6'3". Okay, here's McGraw. He's listed there. 6'3".
Dang.
That's what I'm 6'3", too.
She does not look 6'3".
Sparkle, how tall are you? About 6'3"?
not quite. I'm 5'8".
Okay. That's what I'm saying. She's not, there's no way. That's a misprint. That's got to be. 6'3". Now the Penguins pick up one more after a quick rally. Pecora with a serve. 19-13. Back row Dealey bump. Now Pecora was set nicely. Tom with a bump. Now a back set. Dinked over. Penguins can't do anything with it. Oh, Graham got a good one off there. There goes Zoe. Now it's tapped up. Now it's way up in the air. Roberts with a bump. Forward set. Here's Grand. Oh, Grand set had the set. Grand was set up absolutely perfectly. She had been fed just right. Everything was good. Net. 20-13. And now a blistering serve comes off of Borchardt, who's come in. This one's dinked into the middle. Toms dies for it, gets it. Over to the left side now is Payne. Penguins bump it up. Pecora, beautifully done. Back row goes Zoe. Now a short set by Santa Cruz is back into the net. Now a forward set to Payne. Oh, and Payne rolls it along the top of the net. It lay on the top of the net for what seemed to be more than an instant. And another timeout has been called. I think it this time has been called by Selena Teitelbaum in her fourth season. Coach Teitelbaum is assisted by Lily Halcock in her first season. Both of those coaches are up on the floor. I'm assisted by DJ Sparkle. Sparkle, you've been kind of quiet this game four. I know you're nervous.
I am. I'm biting my nails over here. This is intense. I don't know what's going to happen.
Penguin volleyball program has come a long way this year. And as we mentioned early, they defeated the first place Hawks from Holy Names a week ago tonight. Our next broadcast will be 1 week from tonight, Friday, October 5th, as the Penguins take on the Bruins from Bethany University. 6:55 pregame, 7 o'clock side out. Might even have DJ Sparkle on the air again. I don't know. 21-13. We're back underway as the end of the timeout has come. Now Laurel Grand goes on a cross-court back row. Perfect set. And that's how you do it, where Swingle sets it to Grand. Grand comes running in. Gangler has re-entered. Allie Pence is in there. Christy Roberts. Swingle Zoe and Graham for head coach Roger Goodwin. Oh, man, the Penguins are on it now. And Christy Roberts somehow gets it over after a brilliant save. Oh, man, diving for it was Pence. Pence couldn't get anything. Every time you dive onto the floor like that, Sparkle, it seems like you take a road rash. And these ladies are used to it, 22-14. We are in Game 4, fans. Game 4. Penguins up 2-1 in games. But can they come back? 22-14. They lost Game 2 by a score of 30-19 as Zoe Bogalla just hit a kill shot about 15 feet deep, 23-14. And this may very well go to a 5 games. Of course, in 5 games, we only played a 15 if it goes that far. So there's not a lot of volleyball left to go. The Penguins would love to finish this thing off right now. Oh, and a brilliant little play there by Zoe, who got her hand. Oh, the net is shaking, but they give the point. I'm not sure who won that point. I'm still looking to see who got the point. I think they gave it to the Penguins. They did give it to the Penguins. They indicated it was out, but apparently one of the banana slugs touched it. Oh, man, Zoe serves it into the net. This is not a time you want to do it when you're trying to come back and win the game. Still gets a low five from Coach Goodwin, 24-15. Those are things you cannot have happen. But it's just one of those nights, Sparkle. Melinda Tom now serves into the net. Two consecutive serves into the net at this level of volleyball. Collegiate volleyball play is very rare. Of course, the Penguins play for the NAIA, the CalPAC Conference. And the Banana Slugs play in the NC2A. So it's a non-conference night. As Jen Myers, who is listed at 6'1", and that I believe, Myers came in and got about 3 feet above the net and just hammered it into the back left corner. No Penguins anywhere near it. 25-16 in game four. Here's the service point by Payne. Penguins now on defense. Gangler goes back row. And it's tapped by McGrath, who is attempting to defend it. What? I thought McGrath tapped it on the way out. I thought it was Penguin point. I think I was wishful thinking. 26-16. The Penguins down by 10 as Ali Pence taps it across. Back set now into the back row, and it does land in as Jen Myers picks up a kill.
This is tragic. I don't know what's happening. I really hope we can pull it together. I want to see the Lady Penguins come back with a win. I don't know.
She's inspired, folks. I mean, if something's tragic, that's pretty big. But I got to agree with you. After the way the Penguins have been up and down all night, I mean, either play well or play poorly. But they've gone back and forth and back and forth. But I'll tell you, no group of young ladies has any more fun than our Penguins right here at the Conlon Center when they have a home game, home crowd. They get to pick the music. Here's Wagner, 27-17. Penguins still trailing by 10. Oh, no, and Wagner into the net. And that goes to show you, folks, if Amanda Wagner puts it in the net, one of the two best servers in the CalPAC Conference, and Wagner dumps it into the net late in the game, I can't believe it. And for some reason, they didn't change it on the board, 27-17. So I'm not going to complain about this one. Oh, now they did. Now it's 29. For a second there, the scorer wasn't paying attention. You'll notice when it goes against a Sparkle, I'm all screaming and yelling. Now it is game point, folks, in game four. 29-17. And the service point by Jen Myers. And it's back on the Penguin side. They've got it. Pence eases it over. And tapping it down is Ariel Ajagu. And the Penguins lose game four. And we head now to the tie-breaking game, game five. The two team captains come to the middle of the floor, along with the side referee, referee number two. That is Sue Bernier. Of course, referee one up on the ladder, that's Yvonne Zensman. I am Stuart Horn, and I am assisted tonight by DJ Sparkle. 4 games in the books tonight, and no winner yet. And you're listening to it live on radio.dominican.edu. the official radio station at DU, Dominican University of California. Penguins are 4-1 in CalPAC Conference Volleyball. As mentioned, our next broadcast a week from tonight as they take on Bethany, and then Saturday night, the barn burner, the game that may set the entire CalPAC in whichever direction it will be going this year, as the Penguins host Menlo College. They welcome the Oaks into the Conlin Center next Saturday night, 6:55 pregame, 7 o'clock is the side out. Why is that so significant, DJ Sparkle asks? Because Menlo College has won the CalPAC Conference, the first place banner, the champions of the CalPAC, 5 years in a row. And if the Penguins want another banner on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, they need to go through the Oaks from Menlo College. 7 o'clock next Saturday night. Not tomorrow night, but Saturday, October 6th. The night before, that, of course, will be Friday the 5th against Bethany, 7 o'clock. But the biggie, that's Saturday night. So, fans, if you can make it out here to join us live, we would love to have you in the Conlin Center. As usual, it is a freebie. Volleyball free at Dominican. It's not free everywhere around the league, but it is free right here at Dominican University of California, Saturday night as the Penguins take on the Oaks. I can't say it enough. Penguins are 4-1. Their next conference game is going to be Friday. So with any luck at all, they'll get past the Bruins from Bethany. Although, any team, any night can win these conference games. A little luck involved and a lot of hard practicing. 24 seconds to go before Sparkle and I resume this play-by-play broadcast, bringing you word pictures from the Conlin Center. And we do thank you for joining us tonight. It's a pleasure to be calling these games. Sparkle, it's a pleasure to have you alongside.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sparkle, is that a... Where are you from?
Squim, Washington.
I just like to hear you say it.
Shout out to the peninsula, of course.
Squim in the house.
That's right. That's right. Represent the small town.
Squim High with 1,500 students. No, 2,000 students.
Give or take.
I might have to Google that and find out.
Please do. Lavender capital of North America. Welcome to Squim.
Penguins off to our right. Squim. Sparkle and I are high atop the opulent broadcasting area here at DU, and the first service point of the night by Laurel Grand is in the net. And this game is only to 15, so that's like a double error, kind of. 1-0, DU trailing. Here's the service point by UC Santa Cruz. Tom has it. Now Gabby Picoro with a killer, and Gabby smokes it into the back row, and that is a point for the mighty Penguins. Darcel Sanders has come out. Dealey to serve. Gangler has come in. Sanders goes back row beautifully. The Penguins need some confident serving right now. And McGraw goes up for the kill shot. And it's too deep. And the Penguins lead 2-1, game to 15. Dealey, another great serve. Tom with a bump. And set into the back row. Woodall gets it. Nope. Swingle with a nice little save move there. Softly Picora into the middle. Tapped up, UC keeps it alive. Into the back. This one goes up against the net. Penguins have it. Here's Woodall from the back row. Woodall with a nice spike move. UC gets it. Uh-oh. Oh, and it's still alive as it hit. It hit the antenna, and UC gets the point. Boy, that was close. That was a great play there by Jen Meyer Sparkle.
This is intense. I don't know what's going to happen. Seriously, I'm like on the edge of my seat right now, biting my nails. I'm so worried for these girls. I want to see them come out with a win. The banana slugs are good, but I think we could be better.
Well said. McGraw now with a set. And McGraw picks up the point. The Penguins trail again by one. Sparkle is very nervous.
I really am nervous. I'm not even exaggerating.
Sparkle, you're very pink. like you're not exaggerating.
I know, I get pink when I get excited.
Now, Pecora hammers it over, and UC keeps it alive, dealing with a bump. Pecora again into the back row, and Pecora saw the soft spot. Boy, she took that thing apart. That was nice. Three apiece. Game five, fans. Game five. Here's the serve by Swingle. That's a nice floater by Swingle. Into the back row, it's deep! And Swingle gets the point for the mighty DUs. Jen Myers went up for the attempted kill shot, but had a poor angle. Myers, who's listed at 6-1. Now Tom with a bump. Now the set. Now they get it back over Payne. Dealey with a bump. There's Zoe. Now it's tapped over. Penguins with nothing on it. McGraw with the set. Oh, great save by Zoe. And it's wide, and the Penguins get that one. 5-3 DU leads in the decisive game five. And it looks like UC Santa Cruz has called a timeout. I mean, there's no sense in going to the end of the game without using your timeouts. Each team gets two 1-minute timeouts. And UC, the Santa Cruz team in the house of Banana Slugs from University of California, Santa Cruz, made the trip up tonight. And traffic must have been bad because they didn't get here until about 6 o'clock. And usually the visiting teams arrive 2 hours early, approximately, to start with the trainers and the warm-ups and the whole thing. The traffic must have been bad, and it's going to be bad going back, especially if the Penguins can hang on. 5-3. Oh, the Penguins with a great save, Gangler! Bridget with a great putback right in the face of Myers. Gangler played that perfectly. Oh, this one rolls off the top of the tape. The Penguins are up 6-3. And it's bumped up, bumped by Grand, but Grand bumped it kind of left toward the scoring area. The Penguins are off to our right. They're on the northern side of the Conlon Center. Payne to serve now. Check it. Jen Myers to serve for UC. Myers now gets the bump after the Penguins tap it over. Into the back row, Dealey. Dealey's got it. The Penguins got to get it over now. Grand, she does get it over that taped hand. Swingle with a bump. Zoe goes back row. UC's got it. Now a nice back set. Oh! And Gangler with another putback!
That was brilliant.
Wasn't that something? Gangler with two superb defensive moves. 7-4 DU. Now Pecora to serve. The Penguins must hold on here. When you have Pecora serving into the back row, it's bumped up by Pecora. Now Swingle, uh-oh, and Grand muffs that one. That's two in a row. Grand is just completely off her game tonight. She's had some great moments, but she's generally very, very steady, 7-5. Here's Jillian McGraw. McGraw has just done a ton of damage on the Penguins from the outside hitter's position. Now it's bumped up. Great play by Gangler. Now Zoe with a bump. Now Swingle. Now Zoe lefty. Yes! Zoe Bagla with the huge overhead. And now midway point, through, it's 8-5, and both teams change sides again. It's a 15-point game. So all the coaches grab all their stuff, their dry erase boards and their briefcases and their drinks and everything, and they all move to the other end. Now the Penguins are off to our left. DJ Sparkle and myself. And Amanda Wagner. Number 25 is serving from the middle line, Wagner, perfectly. Last time out, Wagner did have an unforced service error. Wagner now gets the bump into the back row. Wagner gets it across. Now the setup by McGraw, and it's tapped up by Swingle. Now Zoe, we have control. Here is Grand. Grand gets in the back row. Tom with a bump. Now UC's got it into the net. 9-5, Penguins have the advantage. Wagner will serve again. The Penguins inching ever closer, and the fans are starting to let them have all of their support. Oh, Wagner with an ace! Amanda Wagner hammers one from the back line into the middle. 10-5. Here she goes again. Into the back row now. Tom steals it. Ooh, and a great spike is hammered down late in the game by Ajagu. Man, I thought the bump on that was a two-touch, but nobody called it. 10-6. Sparkle and I are both on the edge of our seats. Borchardt serves it. Oh, no, she hits the back line, and the Penguins let it go, and it's in. 10-7, Borchardt with laser-like accuracy on that serve. Now the ball's bumped up. Zoe. Zoe into the back corner, 11-7.
Zoe's on fire tonight. I hope we could just play like this all the time.
Yeah, Zoe took a while to get going tonight, didn't she? She had a few rough spots, and especially in game two, but she came back nicely in game three. Oh, Bagala missed the line on her service with a service error. 11-8. Goodwin hates it. 11-8. It's a three-point game to 15, folks. Back in there is Woodall now as Zoe gets yanked. Here comes the service point by Amy Knight. Banana Slugs are on offense. The bump by Pecora. Back set over to Darcell Sanders. It's still alive. UC's got the ball. Over to the left side. Pecora with a perfect bump. Over now to Grand. Grand into the back row. Borchardt's got it. The bump and the kill. Jumping for it with Swingle. And Swingle puts it down. It's 12-8. And now a timeout has been called. Again by Santa Cruz. That's their last timeout. It is 12-8, folks. This is sudden death. Game to 15. Both teams with two games tonight. And we are brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Under the direction of our head coach, that's Melba Beals, Stuart Horn, DJ Sparkle, bringing you live volleyball worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. And this could be it, Sparkle, 12-8. As both teams now are back out on the floor at the conclusion of that timeout. Now Coach Goodwin is back up on his feet. And he wants to assemble the ladies exactly just so. So out there and serving. Grand, Dealey, Woodall, Swingle, Sanders, Pecora. The Penguins serve it. The ball is alive. They get it up. The bump now by Pecora. Now it's set up to Pecora, and it's called in. It hit the line on the right-hand side as Pecora went cross-court. 13-8. Here's Grand with another serve. Grand gets it across. Oh, and it's touched on the way out by Nicole Payne, and the Penguins have match point. Payne bumped that one up into the grandstands. Grand looks over to Coach Goodwin, gets the indication of where the ball wants to go, or where he wants it to go. The ball is in play. Now the set into the back row. The bump Penguins. They set it up to Pecora. That's it! Game over! Pecora puts away the kill shot. And Santa Cruz, it came roaring back. Has coughed it up, and the Penguins beat the NC2A team, the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. And you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu. It's the first time tonight I've seen Coach Goodwin smile. Big shout out to the Banana Slugs, especially the starters Nicole Payne, Ajagu, Jillian McGraw, Roxy White, Amy Knight, and Daniela Reagan, but also some high praise for the bench players, Sophie Minokian, Katie English was in there. I love this song. Jack, who else was in there? I mentioned, Melinda Tom and Borchardt, but Melinda Tom is the one I was thinking of. Little old Melinda Tom is in there, number 20 at 5'4", the junior. And in the first three games, Tom worked. She did a lot of work. So for DJ Sparkle, for our sports director, that is Jay Woe. for our academic advisor, Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn signing off. But before I do, DJ Sparkle, you did an excellent job tonight, and I'd like it if you address the fans, the DU fans who worldwide, they're ecstatic right now after the Penguins slid past the Banana Slugs. Your impressions on your first broadcast.
They're ecstatic. I'm elated. This was fantastic. I'll definitely be back again for another one of these. And I recommend that everyone at DU come out to one of these games live because it's so exciting and you'll have a lot of fun.
That's DJ Sparkle, folks, and you can hear her show. What's your show called? Women 101 on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. DJ Sparkle right here on DU Radio. It has been a pleasure to serve you, folks. Marcus Daniels is in the house, but he won't be for long. Penguins victorious, 15-8 in Game 5. Radio.Dominican.edu. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our next broadcast next Friday night at 7, and then Saturday night, the Oaks in the house. That may be the most telling game of the season. Thanks again. Have a great ride home, everybody. Be safe.